Welcome to episode 515 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agent Donna, and we are also excited this week to be chatting with Anna.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome, Anna.
Thank you.
Virgin Voyages is making a name for themselves in the cruise industry. One of the biggest things that sets them apart is no kids. And Anna and her husband just returned from an anniversary cruise in Europe, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. I'm excited right. Because I have, you know, I haven't talked to anybody who sailed except on in the Caribbean on Virgin. So mm-hmm. I'm excited. And I also have not talked to anybody who was a rock star. So
see, we're not fancy enough to be rock stars.
I know, right? Okay, so we'll get to that. But let's talk real quick about just, you know, kind of sum up. You flew to London. Can you tell us how you got to the ship, and was it easy, and what was that like?
Yeah, it was really easy. So, yes, we did fly into London. We got there early Friday, and we stayed in London overnight. And then we got up Saturday morning and took the train to Portsmouth out of Waterloo. It was really easy. The train from Waterloo doesn't go all the way into Portsmouth. It goes into, I forget the name of the station. It starts with an H.
Okay.
Europe, lots of crazy names. But anyway, but it included a, maybe 20-minute bus ride, just the remainder of the way.
So did you set that up with the cruise line?
No, my husband and I, we just set it up on our own ahead of time. We just, you know, did research on ways to get there, and the train was the easiest. So
how long was the train ride?
It was maybe about an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay, that's not too
bad. It wasn't bad. Okay. Not at all.
Nice. Okay. So this is where your rock star experience begins once you arrive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I guess we should probably tell people what we are talking about when we say rock star.
Yes. And I've actually done both, so it was nice to get a comparison. So the rock star are the suites on board. Mm-hmm. They have rock star, and then they have mega rock star. We were not mega rock star. That's definitely out of our budget.
Richard Branson is a mega rock star.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So
how was it different just from arrival?
So when we arrived, just like with any cruise, you know, you just get dropped off right there at the front where you meet the porters and drop your bags. We dropped our bags, and they had staff from Virgin Voyages outside, and they asked if you were a rock star or not. Of course, we said yes, we're a rock star. She said, "Oh, come this way," and they took us in, and it was crazy because when we walked in, there's like all these seats, and there's just a sea of people just hanging out, waiting. I'm assuming they were already checked in and just waiting to be able to board the ship, but we zipped past all of those, and they have a special check-in area for the rock star guest. It's clearly labeled up top. And so we went straight there and checked in, took just a couple of minutes. And we received our special rock star. The rock star guests have black bands instead of the red. So you stand out. And once we checked in and got our bands, they pointed to some stairs that were over to our left. And she said, "Do you see the line of people?" And we said, "Yes." She said, "Do not stand in that line." She said, "You just go right in front of everybody and just walk right up the steps, flash your black band to the employees that are there. Just flash your band and go on." And so we did.
People like give you dirty looks.
I know. I was trying not to make eye contact with anyone. I was like, I'm sorry.
This is what they told me to do.
But you know what? I
you know yeah, what?
I mean, we paid for it, so
yeah,
it was really nice. So once we walked upstairs, they have, you know, the security area, just like with any cruise. We zipped through security. The ship is not right there at the check-in port area. So they actually have a shuttle. It's literally like 30 seconds to a minute. I mean, it's very short, that just zips you right over to the ship. So it was really easy. Yeah. It was cool though.
Was this Virgin's own terminal like they have in Miami, or was it like,
I think that any ship could be there, because it did not seem, like it, I mean, they had Virgin stuff, but it wasn't like in Miami where it's just Virgin. So it did look like other ships could sail out of there as well.
So you are on board, and do you get to go to your cabin early or anything, or what time did you guys arrive?
Our cabin was ready as soon as we got there. So we got there, I guess it was close to 2 o'clock by the time we got the train and got there and everything. We got on board about 2 o'clock. So our room was ready. Before we went to our room though, they have a kind of a meet and greet in the, it's called the Sip Lounge. And they were serving champagne to everyone. And that is where, and you don't have to do it, but we opted to meet with our Rockstar agent that's assigned to us for the duration of the cruise. So we met with him. So he, you know, if we had any questions or, you know, just kind of like a little meet and greet. And that is when you also, because with the Rockstar Quarters, you get 5 bottles of liquor in your room. So if there's things that you want to switch out, like we don't drink gin.
Right.
It's not our thing. So we switched that out for more wine, because that's what I drink. So anything, I mean, you could have 5 bottles of rum or 3 bottles of vodka and 2 bottles of tequila. I mean, you can just mix, you can curate it
right
how you want it. So
do they give you mixers and stuff?
Yes, there are some mixers in the room, and you can request more.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah, like in a whole like setup, like all the little tools and utensils you need for making cocktails, everything's in the room provided for you.
So you've been on Virgin before.
Yes.
How was the, what else was different about the room? Was it a lot bigger? Which Rockstar suite did you have?
So we had the Seriously suite. The room was bigger. We liked that the bed faced the balcony, the water, so we could like lay in the bed and relax and hang out and see the ocean in front of us, which was cool. The bathroom was definitely bigger. It is all marble. And the shower was huge. it didn't have a door. It was just a walk-in.
Okay.
It was also marble. It was absolutely beautiful. The huge rainfall shower head. And it was really cool. I think the bathroom was probably my favorite feature. Because if you've been on a cruise, you know the bathrooms are just...
I know. It's funny how you think you're fine. Oh, it's fine. I can, you know, but then you get spoiled.
You do. Yeah, you really do.
So you have on your notes here that that you also had robes and slippers. Mm-hmm. And did you play with the record player?
We did, yeah. While we were unpacking and kind of getting our room settled,
nice.
Yeah, we cut on a record and listened to some music. That was kind of fun.
Could you like request what record you want, or could you swap them out in the main?
Yes, they said that you could swap them out. Okay. I mean, we didn't. We just weren't in the room enough to really. Yeah. I mean, we were in the room some, but not really a.
Yeah.
We just didn't really opt to do that, but we were told that we could.
So another thing about the rock stars that I haven't experienced is Richard's Rooftop. So talk about that.
Oh, I love Richard's Rooftop. We spent a lot of time up there because, and just, and again, like with any cruise line, you know, the pool area, it, mm-hmm. it tends to get busy throughout the day and, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of commotion, a lot of people. Richard's Rooftop was a really nice just escape and a nice little oasis. They have lounge chairs. They've got these big round beds that you could just lounge on. And so we did spend a good bit of time up there just hanging out because we were in Europe. We were not in the Caribbean. It was much cooler. So I was in pants and sometimes even like a cardigan or something if it got chilly. So
yeah,
that was really a cool place to hang out. And then every day from 5 to 6, they have happy hour up on Richard's Rooftop, and it's complimentary. They used to only serve champagne
right
during happy hour, but they have expanded the list and they've got some cocktails, and you can only go by this list, by this menu.
Right.
They've got some beers, cocktails, some wines, and still the champagne. So
that's cool.
Yeah, we were definitely up there for the free cocktails every day.
Happy hour, yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. Is there a pool up there or no?
There's not. There's some hot tubs. There's a couple of hot tubs, okay. But not a swimming pool.
Did it ever feel crowded up there?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope, not at all. Cool. Not even during happy hour. I mean, we always found a seat, and it was always really nice.
That's cool. Was the ship full, do you know?
I don't think it was completely full, but it there was a good bit of people, so it felt pretty full.
So you've been on some of the, some of the other ships, and I know they're actually completely laid out exactly the same, but did you notice any differences between your ship and like the Scarlet Lady?
Just a little bit, like just where things are located. I think Squid Ink, the tattoo place, was literally right beside where the DJ is.
Okay.
You know how they have that
instead of down by the spa.
Right. It was more it was more on the opposite end down by the shops. So just some of the things were placed in a little bit different area, but it was still, I mean, it's still based mostly the same.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the itinerary. I think it's cool that they do overnights in Europe. Mm-hmm. So where was your overnight?
Our overnight was in Amsterdam.
Okay.
So nice. That was really cool. Yeah. Cause we were able to do an evening canal tour, mm-hmm. that we booked through the cruise line. So that was really, it was really fun to just kind of relax and sip some wine and eat cheese and
mm-hmm.
go through the canals at night. It was really pretty.
There's nothing awful about, you know, cruising the canals and eating cheese.
Yeah. No, nothing at all.
Did they talk about the architecture? I wonder if you could see it at night, you know?
I think that was the only thing that we didn't like about it is they didn't really tell us anything about anything we were looking at, which it was dark, so it was a little hard to tell.
Yeah.
It was just more of a take just in
relax.
The just kind of relax and take in the beautiful scenery kind of a thing, and not so much a historical tour.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Cool. What'd you do on day two?
On day two in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
So day two, we just, we had an area that we wanted to go to. So we just kind of, we took an Uber that day. The first day we did a hop on hop off tour.
Okay.
Which is cool to have that, available to us throughout the day. And then day two, we decided just to take an Uber kind of into Amsterdam just to kind of save some time. And we just really got out and just walked and meandered all day.
Nice.
So just kind of a relaxing day.
So yeah, it's a really, nice. It is a walkable city, but there's so many bikes too. so you gotta kind of watch out.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. They will run you over.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they have the right of way. You do not as a pedestrian.
No, we actually saw a lady step out in front of a bike while we were there, and she went down.
So it's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
You gotta pay attention. You gotta listen.
Yep. Absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely. All right. So was that the first stop on the cruise?
It was, yes. Amsterdam was the first stop. Our first day was a sea day, and then our next 2 days were Amsterdam.
Okay.
And then our last day was in Bruges, in Belgium.
Love Bruges.
Yes. Oh, it was nice. It was amazing. It was beautiful.
Such a cool, like, medieval feeling town. You know?
It is. It is. Yeah. It is.
So I know you got me some chocolates. Did you guys try any chocolates?
We did. Yep. Yeah. I just ate the last one today. I was like hanging on to them for dear life.
Yeah. So I know I went a little crazy with the chocolates when I was there, but yeah, it is so good.
It is. Yeah. It was delicious.
So did you book through the cruise line, the tour?
Okay. I did. Okay. Yes. We did a walking tour. Bruges is not walkable from, it's not one of those walkable from the ship places. So with the tour, that of course included our transportation. It was by motor coach, and I think it was about a 20-minute ride. It wasn't far at all.
Yeah.
And then our guide, sweet man, 84.
Whoa.
Still giving tours.
Wow.
Has lived there all his life. I mean, he was just, he was so knowledgeable. He was fantastic. But we did a walking tour, and then it also included a 30-minute canal tour. Yeah, that was really cool. And then we had roughly about 3 hours of free time. So it was plenty of time to eat lunch and shop and just walk around before meeting and then taking the motor coach back to the ship.
Okay.
So I definitely recommend something like that there.
Yeah, I agree. I liked learning about the city, the town, you know, and getting that narration in the beginning. And then, because when you're doing that, you're seeing all these shops you want to go to.
You do, yes. Yeah, I'm like taking like mental notes. Yeah. And I did see the chocolate place while we were walking. Mary.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
so good.
All right, taking notes. All right, we got to go there.
Yep.
The first time I went, I really wanted to get the mussels that they had, like, sell, like, you know, in the little restaurants and cafes, and nobody that was with me wanted them. And I knew I couldn't eat the whole thing. So the second time, my friend would do that with me. And so I was like, yes.
I'm sorry. I would not have done that with you.
Sorry, Sandy. Right? I wasn't with you, or I would have had mussels.
See? And we could have had beer, and we could have.
Oh, yeah. We would have definitely had to have beer with the
Belgian waffles. Did you get some Belgian waffles?
I did not get Belgian waffles. We stopped at, we stopped at a place for lunch because we were starving. And then as we kept walking, I was seeing the waffles, and I was so full.
Yeah.
You know, there was only but so much that we could eat, but we did at least eat some chocolate, so and have some Belgian beer, so
that's good. Okay,
we did do that.
We'll let you.
You're off the hook then.
All right, so back on the ship, one of the things I love about Virgin is the food. So where did you eat on board?
So we did the Wake, which is the steakhouse. And then we did Extra Virgin, the Italian place. That's one of my favorites. We did Pink Agave, the Mexican.
Okay.
And then we did Test Kitchen.
Nice.
Those were the main restaurants. Of course, we did like the pizza place and the galley and stuff like that as well. That's one thing that we love about Virgin is the food. The food is phenomenal.
So what? It doesn't sound like you listed the vegetarian forward one.
The Razzle Dazzle.
Is that it? Okay.
Yep. I think that's the. No, I can't get my husband in there.
He looked at the cauliflower steak.
Yeah, he looked at the menu and he was like, "That's not for me." Okay. I said, "Okay, that's fine."
Valid, yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we didn't go there.
Did you do the fitness classes? Any of those?
No, I'm not a workout on my vacation kind of a gal.
Yeah, but they have like this Richard Simmons 80s like aerobics class that is hilarious. I highly recommend it. Next time you should do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, Sandy, why don't you just cruise with me next time and we'll do it?
I know, right? Yeah, totally. Awesome. Is there anything else on board that we didn't mention?
I don't think so. We did Scarlet Night. That was fun.
Yeah.
We met a gentleman on board that was, he was quite a character. He has done like over 40 cruises.
Okay.
He's in some kind of elite club and.
Like 40 virgin cruises or just?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow. Yes.
He was on the ship and was going to be there until sometime in October.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you know.
And always does rock star.
Yeah. Wow.
That would be a awesome. Nice client to have.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I did mention that. I said, "Oh, your travel agent must love you."
That's awesome.
But I will touch briefly just on the Rockstar. One of the things that we really loved about our Rockstar was that every morning when we woke up, we would have a message from him just about the day. This is what's happening on the ship. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. Just kind of a welcome to the day, kind of a message. And then, we could also message with him in the Virgin app. So if we had questions or there was one day that he noticed some kind of discrepancy in our, I think my husband tried to get a drink, but it wasn't processing for some reason. And he messaged us and he said, "Oh, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it." And he did. Okay. We didn't have to do anything. Wow. He saw us standing in line at Sailor Services that we were going to ask them about something on day one. And he pulled us out of line. He said, "No, you don't wait in line. You don't stand in that line.
Okay.
What's your question? What do you need? I'll take care of it."
Nice.
It was fantastic. And he did meet with us. The Rockstar agents are on Richard's rooftop every day during happy hour. And they go and talk with their guests. And so we chatted with him every day during happy hour. And he just kind of asked us how things were going, about our day. Just kind of got to know us a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it was our anniversary, one of the days that we were in port, we came back to our room after being gone all day. And we had a beautiful bottle of champagne, a really nice card, and a cake from our Rockstar agent.
Oh,
so it was just all the little touches and just the personal attention that we really, really enjoyed and appreciated. That was really nice.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever go without being Rockstar again?
My husband and I both told our Rockstar agent that we just didn't know if we could
go back.
Yeah.
Kind of like, once you sail in a balcony cabin.
Right.
You can't go back to an interior room. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, true.
So
how, and did you get any perks when you were disembarking?
Oh, yes. So when we disembarked, I will say that the Rockstar guests do not have to have a specific disembark time. You get off the ship whenever you feel like it. Well, I mean,
within reason.
Within reason. Like, I think you had to be off by 10 o'clock at the absolute latest.
Right.
But when we did go to get off the ship, it was about 10 till 10. The line to get off the ship was like a mile long.
Wow.
And they saw our black bracelets and they said, "Oh, no, no, no. Right this way," and we literally bypassed everyone. And again, I'm like, "I'm so sorry, I'm cutting in front of you. I'm so sorry." Yeah. But we did. We didn't have to wait in the line. We got off the ship lickety split. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, because you know awesome. that that line getting off the ship can be crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, it can.
Yeah. And then you go back to London for a couple days.
We did. Right? Yeah, we went back to London, Richmond, and then the icing on the cake was our Liverpool day.
Yeah, your soccer game? That was the soccer game?
We went and watched Liverpool play. That was
nice.
Amazing.
Were your kids really jealous about that part?
Very.
Yeah.
But we did buy them jerseys while we were there, so that helped a little bit.
Nice. Awesome. Oh, I can't wait to get back to London. Yeah.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it a lot.
That's awesome. Alrighty, well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Anna, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And on behalf of Donna and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.